Bosselton's Dr. Amy Burrows needs your help to become Australia's next TV vet. Hello, Dr. Amy. How are you?
Hi, I'm very well, thank you. How are you this morning?
Yeah, very well, thank you. Now, listen, tell us why you want to become the next sort of, you know, Bondi vet. Tell me about this. How long have you been interested in media for a start?
Oh, well, I actually come from a bit of a background when I was younger. I did a bit of modelling here and there, so it's not something that's completely unfamiliar to me. Like I think the rest of Australia, I've always been pretty interested in watching veterinary TV shows. You know, they're fascinating and really do play a key part in how we as a society look at our pets. When the call out was put out by the Bondi Vet team to try and find the next TV vet, I jumped at the opportunity.
Right. Okay. Now, how long have you been a vet?
I've been a vet for 18 months. So not that long, I guess, in the big scheme of things. I've been part of the industry for coming up nearly a decade now. I've worked at Busselton Veterinary Hospital since graduating, and it's an absolutely amazing clinic.
Were you born and bred in the southwest?
I wasn't, no. I'm actually a Perth local. But, you know, years of family trips down south on holidays has sort of instilled such a love for the southwest. And when the job opportunity came up down there, I obviously had to take the move.
I tell you what, it's a beautiful part of the country. There's no doubt about that.
Oh, it is, isn't it?
Yeah,
yeah.
I know. I love it down here after moving down from Perth there beginning of last year. It's just terrific.
Right.
What have we got to do to help you make this happen, make it a reality, Amy?
So you need to head to the Bondi Vet website. So it's bondivet.com. And you follow the links. So you click on Meet the Vets. And if you type in Busselton, my little profile will actually pop up. And then you can give me a like, enter your email address, and it's pretty as simple as that.
Rightio, cool. When has this got to happen by? Is there a cut-off time for this?
It's a couple of weeks, I think. So they're essentially trying to find their top 50 vets at the moment based on the public's votes. And then from there, they'll sort of make the decision going forward.
Right.
So you've got a few weeks to get the likes in.
Okay, cool. We will put this up on our Facebook page as well with a link for them people to vote on you. And keep your fingers crossed and good luck. But Busselton's Dr. Amy Burrows could be the next TV vet. We would love to see that because you will put Busselton on the map. There is no doubt about that.
Oh, for sure. Thanks so much for your time this morning.
I tell you what, it's a lot of fun. The old Outback Truckers on 7, mate. It's back at 8:30 tonight. And, you know, talk about some characters. I mean, they've got Paul Sludge Andrews. I mean, he's like, you know, 6'6" with a mullet. We've got Steve Graham. He's also from WA. And Glenn Yogi Kendall from Kendall Trucking. G'day, Glenn. How are you, buddy?
How are you going there, mate? How are you,
mate? Yeah, good, mate. I tell you what, this is going to be an awful lot of fun for you, isn't it? Because a lot of people, not surprisingly, very popular in regional areas of WA.
I've just come out of the Outback and we're into Katherine going up to Darwin today.
So, rightio, okay.
Yeah. I'll never answer the phone again when a mate rings me up and goes, what are you doing on Saturday afternoon?
Oh, fantastic.
So, yeah, it's all go, mate. It's all go. So, yeah.
I rode my motorcycle with a mate of mine around Australia a few years ago, and we did 15,000 Ks in 16 days. We got to Katherine, and we were behind schedule, so I never actually went that few hundred Ks up to Darwin and came back. We got to Katherine, had to turn left and head west. I never got to bloody Darwin. It really annoyed me.
We left Saturday night about 7:30, 7 o'clock, and 4,100 Ks. It's been a big couple of days, and it's all part of Outback Trucking, I guess.
So, it certainly is. Hey, listen, mate, you're a pretty good driver, as we all know. I mean, last year you were crowned the winner of the Scania Truck Driver Champion of the biannual test of skills and knowledge.
Yeah, that was excellent. That was really, really good to be a part of, and had a ball doing it, and yeah, we won the Scania Truck Driver of the Year. So, one of those ironic things, you know, I haven't driven a cab over Scania in probably 9 years.
Is that right? So that's pretty good to win it then.
Into a Scania and pull that one off, I was very, pretty stoked, to be honest with you, mate. So, yeah,
I bet you were.
Very happy.
Yeah, I bet you were. Is Amanda and the kids with you, Jack and Lucinda with you this trip, or are you just on your own?
No. Amanda, she's been in Adelaide over the weekend, so I haven't actually seen her.
Yeah.
I booted the kids out on Saturday saying, look, I'm going to Darwin. So,
annoying me. Go home.
I'll get home. I'll fly out tomorrow out of Darwin, back down to Perth, and then jump on a plane, and I'm actually flying to Brisbane for the Brisbane Truck Show.
Oh, so, okay, cool.
We're over there for a bit of a thing with Stay Loaded Apparel Truck Fest, so I'll be at the Brisbane Truck Show for the next 4 days. So I'll be sort of jet-setting around the country at the moment. So she's sort of all that at the moment.
You must be loving yourself sick.
Yeah, it's the life of an owner-driver. you're always trying to help your mates.
And well, that's right.
And go here and go there. But I do enjoy the job and I enjoy the industry. And, we're having a ball doing what we're doing at the moment. So, yeah, and it's good to show back and... Yeah, it's all part of it, you know. It's all positive, so yeah.
All right, bud, good to talk to you. Glenn, Yogi Kendall, part of Outback Truckers, 8:30 tonight on 7, mate. Take it easy in the road, bud. Look after yourself.
Cheers, mate. Thanks, mate. Yeah. Clap along if your iTunes account has been approved. Clap along if you feel that downloading is the truth. Get the update on what to download. It's 10 the internet.
Oh, it certainly is. Very good morning, mate. You're in Sydney Airport at the moment, are you?
I'm at Sydney Airport waiting to fly back to beautiful Perth and WA Duckers, yeah.
And let's just put it out there because, you know, I know why you were over there last night.
Okay.
You were over there because?
A junket. I flew over to the premiere of The Mummy.
Yes.
New film starring Tom Cruise and Russell Crowe. And went to the media throng last night,
yes,
jostling around to get 90 seconds with the great man himself, or the two great men.
Yes.
For our breakfast show that we run up there in Perth, Clesie McKimber, and I got to film it all.
Oh.
So there you go.
So, a bit of a junket,
and he's both charming and dreamy, Blackers.
That's not what you said to me off air.
He is pretty short, though. Everyone says how short he is. He's average, 1.7 metres, I reckon. There you go.
If he's on his tippy toes, maybe.
I made him look shorter, I think.
Okay, Dan, the internet, what is your app of the week?
Oh, Blackers. I mean, once in a lifetime an app comes along that I just think, you know, this is the one, right? And this is the one for you, my friend.
I expect you to find one of these. Excuse me. I expect you to find one of these every week.
Now, this one's called FaceApp. It's just a bit of fun. And what it allows you to do is take a photo of your face and then you can alter it.
Oh, really? There's none of those about.
I've done what any internet should do, Blackers, and let's grab your photo
and put it up at
Triple M Southwest website,
yeah,
on your homepage.
What have you done to it? I'll have to go and have a look. I've got my producer, Aaron, having a look at it right now. Jeez, I don't look too bad, actually.
There's one of you as a younger man, one of you as an older man, and then one of you as a female, Blackers. And I tell you what
that was, give me a look at the female one, Aaron. I didn't see that. Have you got that there?
Yeah, I'm working on it.
Oh,
mate.
Okay.
He just saw the young one and got all excited.
I thought, gee, I don't look too bad at all for an old bloke.
And like you said, there's a dime a dozen, these things, but this thing's actually pretty fun. And I had a fun play around with my kids who did their own faces and stuff. It's just, yeah, it's nice little fun.
Okay, so what's it called again?
FaceApp. And the link and your beautiful photos are at Triple M Southwest website, the home of Blackers.
That photo that you've got there as me as a woman, I actually think I know someone that looks a lot like that.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
How did you do? Oh, that's amazing.
Mate, that's a sentence I never thought I'd hear you say. That photo you've got with me as a woman.
Hey, and you know, I didn't even break any rules, Blackers, because that photo is the one I took of you when you were with Larry Hagman a couple of years ago.
A couple of years ago.
That's my photo.
Larry Hagman a couple of years ago. I think that was a lot. Because we were comparing watches. Because he had a gold Rolex and all this, and I had some crappy old thing.
Correct. There you go.
All right, mate. FaceApp. I'll have a bit of a look at it, have a bit of fun. You have a safe flight back, and I won't tell anyone what you really said about what Tom Cruise is really
Tom Cruise, okay. I gave up a Land Rover, put it that way.
All right, mate. Talk to you next week.
See you guys.